This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado has hit an unfortunate milestone in the pandemic. As of today, Colorado has officially surpassed 1 million cases of COVID-19. The state's first case was detected in March of 2020. The scientists believe the virus was present among skiers in Colorado as early as December of 2019. Colorado Representative Ed Perlmutter is leaving Congress. The 9-term Democrat announced his retirement today, saying it's time to pass the torch to a new generation of leaders. Perlmutter's district was significantly redrawn in the redistricting process, adding tens of thousands of new voters in mountain counties and making it much more competitive. Without an incumbent in the race, it is likely to be targeted by both national parties as they fight to control the House. And an avalanche killed two people and their dog near Breckenridge over the weekend. Officials say the man and woman were snowshoeing near Hoosiers Pass Saturday when they were completely buried in a slide. Their bodies were found Sunday. Ethan Green, director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, says avalanche danger remains elevated across the state.
But the skies are blue. There's lots of snow. It's soft. It's very attractive. And it's an important time for people to really think carefully about avalanche safety and not get distracted by all the wonderful recreation possibilities out there.
Green says anyone exploring the backcountry should know the avalanche forecast and carry safety equipment. This is CPR News.